Module 5, Emotional Intelligence, my favorite subject. We've all heard of IQ, the intelligence quotient, which expresses intelligence and proficiency in knowledge. Well, beginning in the 1990s, psychological experts came to not only identify and define emotional intelligence, or EQ, but to also relate emotional intelligence to leadership capability, to communication expertise, and to the ability to build and master rapport. According to Oxford Languages, emotional intelligence is the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. It further expresses that emotional intelligence is the key to both personal and professional success. Psychology Today states that the emotionally intelligent are highly conscious of their own emotional states, are able to identify and understand what they are feeling. And because of this, the emotionally intelligent have a high self-confidence. It also goes on to state that the person with the high EQ can hear and understand another person's point of view clearly and can easily modulate their emotions to match the mood of another person. Wow. When we think of strong and influential leaders, these are exactly the kinds of traits that set these individuals apart from others. People are drawn to those with high emotional intelligence. And emotionally intelligent people are expert listeners. But they didn't get that way overnight. The two components of emotional intelligence are self-awareness and self-regulation. Self-awareness is the ability to know, embrace and understand one's own emotions, whether positive or negative, and be aware of their responses and actions based on those emotions. It is also the ability to know how your emotions impact those around you, knowing behavior patterns, and also knowing your own strengths and limitations. And it is self-awareness that will move someone to ask themselves questions like, am I a good listener? Well, self-regulation is the ability to regulate your emotions and your reactions, to think before you speak or act, and be able to cope with difficult emotions. We've all heard the phrase, calmer heads prevail. A person with these skills is generally much more successful at influencing a group, putting out fires, adapting to changes, and managing difficult situations with ease. And they are experts at active listening and masters at building rapport. Increasing one's emotional intelligence begins with a drive and a desire for personal growth and development. For some, it comes naturally, and for others, it may require a bit more effort. We have to want it first. Then it may require a variety of considerations and tasks to achieve, depending on the person. For all, becoming emotionally intelligent requires identifying emotions and behavior patterns. So for some, that will require the help of an expert like a counselor or a therapist. Many look to meditation and mindfulness to becoming more self-aware. Books, teachers, journaling, meditation, motivational workshops, all can be great ways to help you become more self-aware and on your way to high EQ and better relationships at home, at work, and in life in general. But it starts with the desire and the commitment. High emotional intelligence can translate to effective leadership, ability to inspire and influence others, excellent rapport building skills, quality relationships in and out of the workplace, and high levels of success in multiple aspects of life.